What's up, everybody? I'm so excited that we are back together and back to a podcast, and I'm so passionate about this one. I can't wait to talk to you about it. I hope that you had an amazing new year. I hope that you guys are ready for the very next version of the Deep Thoughts book, because we are getting that thing rocking and rolling right now. The other ones have been sold out for quite some time, and we are gonna do our best to get it back in stock and add to your collection. So I hope that you guys are loving your Deep Thoughts journals. Thank you guys so much for all the support throughout all of my brands, because you guys keep this bad boy commercial free. So thank you so much. If you haven't checked it out, go to ranchdressing.com. And now let's get to this podcast. Okay, let's get this party started. Now here's the tea on my life. I just went to, if you don't know, he's a celebrity in the rodeo world. His name is Tuff Cooper. He's a world champion calf roper. I just went to he and his beautiful wife, Tiff's wedding. And so that was super fun. I got to dress up in Wild West outfits. So did Alex. And it was just the most fun ever of all time. So super excited that we got to spend our New Year's like that. And I've been working heavily with a dog trainer. If you guys have not seen my Insta story, I've been quite annoying about it. I have been just going through things. And if you've ever been to one of my clinics, or if you have listened to this podcast quite a bit, I love to break down the psychology of why we do things and who we're doing them for, and then get to the root of it so that we go after things that truly fulfill us. And I stumbled into my match when I ran into this dog trainer who came very highly recommended, and he started talking about his philosophy of dog training. And immediately I was like, yes, yes, yes to all of this. I totally get it. And he said that, you know, dogs are really cool because you can see the psychological issues of the human through how the dog behaves, which means that I am batshit crazy. So he basically was like, why do you have this many dogs in the house? We told him, like, some people gave us a dog. We've rescued two or three dogs. Then we had dogs get older and we had to pull them off the ranch. And he was like, okay, you sound way less crazy now. So now let's get into the details of each dog and what all the relationships truly mean. Let me tie this back to you, first of all. At Tuff Cooper's wedding, I sat with this beautiful girl named Heather. And since you don't know her last name, I'm going to fully disclose everything I got to talk to her about. Not really, but kind of. Heather was amazing, and Heather was starting her career, and she's wanting to be a barrel racer on the pro rodeo tour, and she's wanting to do that at the highest level that you can possibly do it, and she's feeling some pushback from people that just don't think that's the right path for her. Blah, blah, blah. We've all heard the same story, right? Like, that's all been us in some form or fashion, right? So, I gave her several tips with barrel racing, like, okay, this is what rodeo is like. This is what the road feels like. And to tie it all together with this dog trainer and with my philosophy at the same time, it's something that I think will be really helpful for you. Because a lot of us do the things that we're doing and we are driven by this anger and this resentment and this chip on our shoulder of we're going to prove people so wrong. And we kind of lift the veil of that and really get to the root of it and go, if you're doing this for credibility, no one's going to give it to you. Like, the amount of credibility I don't get is quite astounding. Since I've trained a horse of the year and 3 NFR horses, and like 10 horses that have gone on to win pro rodeo checks. So it's very bizarre that like a Sherry Servey will get this very, get labeled in the way of she's very humble and she's so great at that thing. That's what she's been labeled. And she lives up to that. It's a fabulous tag for her. But the thing that I was going after, I didn't get. Maybe Sherry wanted to be the prettiest girl in the room and nobody says how beautiful she is because she is. Do you guys see where I'm going with this? Heather, if you're listening, maybe you want to go to the NFR because it will fulfill you. Maybe you want to go because you just want to see what it's like to run in Vegas a few times. But I caution all of us that are kind of looking into these big things that we're willing to sacrifice our entire lives, our relationships for, our finances, whatever it is. I caution us to look really deep within and go, would you still do it if people still hated you, if people didn't give you the credibility, if people weren't watching, if you couldn't get famous from it, if all of those things, because the likelihood of any of those things happening for you is so slim that I caution everyone on pursuing something because of some deeply rooted things that haven't really been addressed yet. You know, not getting credit from someone in your life that should give you credit. I just think it's an important lesson to learn. And I tie it all back to the damn dogs. He was like, you know, why do you own this one? And why don't you treat them like dogs? Why treat them like children? Well, TikTok, sis, maybe you should have children. Hello? I'm like, damn it. Good point. Okay. Next question. So that's how I'm feeling about this. Is like, I had this whole podcast set up for something else. And you guys know, like, this is my freaking outlet. Like, this is what I get to talk about. And P.S., I get to spill all the tea to Heather about literally everything that you may have a question on. I'm talking TT, shade tea. Heather got a full dose of it. So yeah, if y'all want to, pay Heather's entry fees on the Pro Rodeo Road for 1 month, she will let you know all of the things that I spilled to her. You're welcome, Heather. So it's just been, it's a very exciting week. I hope that you've been busy setting goals. It's been a really enlightening week for me, which I love, because every time I have an aha moment, I share it with you guys, and I hope that you love that. If you guys love these podcasts, don't forget to share them on your Insta story or hit me up in my DMs on Instagram. My Instagram is Fallon Taylor too. I try to answer all of my DMs every single day. As long as they're not ridiculously foolish or pornographic, I get right to them. So make sure and hit me up. Yeah, I just want you to kind of take a look and just make an assessment of what it is that's going on in your life and why you have this burning desire to do this thing. And P.S., I think you can accomplish anything. I think you can accomplish literally anything. I truly do think that you can make it up in your mind that you're going to do a thing, fuel it by that anger and resentment, and come out on top. I just want to make sure that you are not in a crumbled up mess psychologically by the time you accomplish that thing, because you now haven't just let that issue go or sought help, but instead you've spent 2, 4, 6, 10 years on that thing. And now not only is it still not resolved, but now it has festered to a point that you can no longer control. Because whoever is driving you to that point now really, really, really has an issue on their hands, because you spent so much of your time and resources on trying to get that little nugget that maybe people aren't willing to give you. So that's basically all I wanted to talk about today. In a very happy and positive way, all of these things are okay. Pursuing your big goals are great. And I think that there is 0% chance of failure unless you die. That you aren't going to get better and better and better. But I want you to understand that the big goal is just the placeholder for character building. The bigger the goal that you set for yourself, the more you are trying to shape and change your character, because what got you here won't get you there. So things about you have to change from within. It's very, very bizarre what happens. And I love that I'm able to share all of my experiences with you guys, because I've been the highest of the high and the lowest of the lows, and I can tell you that all of them taught me things. But now that I understand to take a lesson from my wins, because before I only learned from my losses and my failures, now that I can see, okay, I did this right, I'm going to share that. I did this right, I'm going to share it. There is enough of this goal setting to go around for everyone. Everybody can do something great and achieve greatness. And my only request is that once you achieve these things, that you add value to those around you, to let them know that they can do it too, because this world would be a better place if everybody just got a tap on the shoulder and was told you could be 100% changed as a person by only outputting 1% effort every single day. And that's what I hope for you as you start to build this newfound character through whatever goal it is that you have. And you are going to build so much freaking character. Okay. At the end of the day, what wins you gold buckles is the same thing that will help you inspire people. It's the same character that will help you go to sleep at night knowing you're a really great person. It's the same all the way around. But maybe you're an artist. Maybe you don't compete in anything. Maybe you just need accolades and a pat on the back. As you learn to set these really high goals, you are going to reshape and reframe everything that you thought you were before. And it's going to become literally you living your best life. When you do that and you begin to shape and change, the people around you are going to begin to shape and change too, because it's going to get really damn uncomfortable for them. So have a little empathy for people seeing a new version of you, because they're not going to like it. Because every single thing that you do better puts a spotlight on something that they haven't addressed yet. And frankly, they really don't want to address. They want to keep sweeping it under the rug. So don't take it so personally when people aren't as excited for your goals as you are, when they aren't ready to give you the credibility that you thought that your friend was unique and that friend would give you the credibility that you deserve. Don't be shocked. Be empathetic, because I think that would help you grow so much. I hope that you guys absolutely love this podcast. If you love it, let me know and I won't stop. If you hate it, let me know and I will stop. I am listening to you and I love doing these for you. So please let me know if I should keep going in 2019 or if I've done as good as I can do at this point. I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day and I can't wait to be back with you with another podcast.